Hello, and welcome to Grammar Lab, where we untangle the complex threads of the English language and show you how to improve your writing and speaking. I'm Abby, your friendly grammar guide, here to help you skillfully navigate the rules and exceptions of English usage. Today, we've got quite the insightful topic for all of you word architects and sentence crafters out there. Have you ever wondered how you can make your lists, comparisons, and series and sentences as clear and balanced as a perfectly engineered scale? Keep listening as we're about to dive into the world of parallel structure in writing.
Clarity and balance. That's what parallel structure, or parallelism, is all about, Abby. Parallel structure involves arranging words, phrases, or clauses so that they are similar in form. This ensures that your writing is consistent and your ideas flow smoothly.
Exactly, Jack. Now, the concept of parallel structure isn't new. It dates back to ancient rhetoric, learned by orators and writers to engage and persuade their audiences. The Greeks and Romans were experts at using parallelism to beautify their prose and poetry.
And it has continued through the ages. Shakespeare loved it, famed orators like Churchill utilized its rhythmic appeal, and it's still key to powerful writing today. For instance, consider the sentence, Alice likes reading to swim and cycling. It's a bit off, right? That's because it lacks parallel structure. To correct it, you could say, Alice likes reading, swimming, and cycling.
Now, let's give our listeners a quiz-style example. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and Jack, you'll fill it in with the correct usage. Ready?
I was born ready for this, Abby.
Here we go. In her free time, Lila enjoys painting with watercolors, blank on her ukulele, and hiking in the mountains.
The parallel structure would require the verb playing to match the gerund form used in painting. So, Lila enjoys painting with watercolors, playing on her ukulele, and hiking in the mountains.
Brilliant. Using parallel structure can also avoid awkwardness and confusion. Imagine a resume that states, responsible for training interns, managing databases, and to ensure network security. It feels clunky, right?
Yep. The better way would be, responsible for training interns, managing databases, and ensuring network security. Every element follows the Heying form, maintaining a parallel rhythm.
Parallel structure applies to all areas of writing, from the stories and essays of students to the speeches of leaders and influencers.
Absolutely. It's like the backbone that supports the body of your writing. When you keep parallel structure in mind, you create harmony and strengthen your message.
Well, our time is almost up. Remember, if you have questions that you'd like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
And if you're enjoying these nuggets of grammatical wisdom, don't forget to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review too. It helps others find and benefit from our content.
Stay updated on the latest episodes and get access to show transcripts by subscribing to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. We love hearing from our grammar community and we look forward to your emails. Until next time, keep your writing clear and your structures parallel. Bye.